Well, the tenor of the times economically in agriculture would suggest that the program that we'll highlight now would be extremely active currently, and that is, in fact, the case. This being the Farm Analyst Program out of the Agricultural Economics Department at K-State. It assists farmers and their families in working through complications that may have arisen because of the downturn in the agricultural economy. Dwayne Hund is with us once again, longtime director of Farm Analyst. And you and your team, Dwayne, are picking up the pace pretty swiftly now, you say.
Yes. Usually during the summer, Eric, I get a week or two where I can take some time off. That didn't happen last summer.
Yeah.
The tenure of the prices in commodities, the downturn in the cattle market, certainly the wheat producers had good yields but didn't have a good price to go with them, is affecting a lot of the outcomes, and people are concerned and they're needing help in making future decisions.
And we will talk about how Farm Analyst can assist in that respect in just a moment. But as you visited with producers, and it's understood there is some stress out there, but how would you describe that stress?
I would say agriculture is generally in a recessionary mode right now. Outside the soybean market, which is the one bright spot, everything else is more challenged than it has been for several years. And we've got a lot of loan officers and banks that weren't around in the 80s when we had similar types of downturns. And the fact of the matter is we're all learning how to adapt in an ever-changing environment. Costs of production are starting to come down, so that's going to help us. But we still have to be very careful about our investments and what we pay for equipment and land, and we have to figure out how we're going to make these things work economically.
So much equity was built up in the early part of this decade, but that is ebbing away at a concerning rate?
Well, it certainly isn't increasing for most people.
Yeah.
We are starting to eat into some of our working capital. Individuals that maybe just started farming in the last 5 years might have a higher than normal amount of intermediate debt, which would be purchases of cow herds or machinery and equipment. Those debts have to be paid off in 5 to 7 years, and it's getting more and more difficult for them to make some of these payments. So we have to look at a variety of options to help them come up with a plan that they can take to their lender and say, we can't make the payment that was projected, but we think we can do the following.
And we wanted to talk about the mechanism of the program, but that would suggest what's presumed, that lenders are starting to pull in the reins a bit as in terms of their working relationships with producers.
Well, they certainly are. I had one lender tell me, back in the 80s when things were challenging, they were able to take on some distressed loans. But the tenure of that has changed in quite a bit now. They said if we had similar types of loans that were labeled as stress loans, that it would be much more difficult for them, if not impossible, for them to take those on.
Hmm.
So that makes it a lot more difficult when we think about what a family might need to do or what its options are, given the situation that we're in.
All right. Well, let's outline the Farm Analyst Program, the services it provides.
Our main goal is to work with families one-on-one in the confidentiality of their home and help them do a thorough analysis of their enterprises and then do a projection of their cash flow ability and everything that goes along with that, including plugging in taxes and family living expenses, because we need to cover those. And let's see if this operation will work on paper the way the family intends it to be. If we can't come up with a good plan to work on paper, then we start to look at various alternatives. And the beauty of FinPAC is we run the base plan, and then we can produce alternatives that run right along with it that we can start to look at different options. So we may, Eric, go through the process of looking at individual enterprises and say, if we moved more towards this enterprise and did less of that, we can improve our profitability. We try to strengthen people's management abilities by understanding the economics behind each of their decisions. Some producers are very skilled at being good agronomists, being top-flight animal scientists, and with their genetics and so forth with their cow herds, but they may not have the same strength in the economic realm of things, and therefore they need some help and guidance in how to put that all together into a business plan.
So as the family would line up a visit with a farm analyst personnel, need they gather certain bits and pieces of information and have those on hand to plug into that very effective FinPAC tool?
We actually have developed a set of forms now where people can fill out the blanks, all the necessary information for the balance sheet data, and to break down the individual costs for each acre of crop or each head of livestock enterprise that they have. And this speeds up the work of the analysts so that they can quickly enter this data and move on towards the more opportune time of looking at alternatives. Sometimes when we do a base plan, we show that we're positive. Doesn't mean we're going to stop there, because there may be opportunities to increase that even greater if we just sit back and look at them critically. When we break down a farm operation into its various enterprises, we can almost always find something where the operator is very competitive at, as well as something that they need to improve their competitiveness. But without helping them know what that is, it's very difficult for them to want to make an adjustment in what their normal plan of operation would be.
Dwayne, you often quote the phrase that's so simple but so germane to what we're talking about here. As a producer, in economic terms, know where you are. Some think they know that, but find out after going through the exercise provided by farm analysts that they may have been off the mark a bit.
One of my favorite things to tell people is I'll go work with a family, and then a year later they have me come back. And the first thing I hear when I walk through the door is, we're amazed at how close you got our projections to reality. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing I did. It's just simply giving them a roadmap that they followed, and they knew that it would work, and they made it work. Now, weather and external factors can always play a role into this, but if we look at what's typical for an operation and then try to build them a roadmap to follow, it's amazing what producers can do. Quite often the key to it is knowing what you're doing real well and emphasizing those operations and putting your focus where the best profits are.
Well, as far as accessibility to the analysts that make up the Farm Analyst Program, they are scattered throughout the states, several on a full-time basis. Plus, you've added some additional workforce to help serve folks out there, you say.
The Ag Econ Department here at K-State recognized over a year ago that we were headed for some challenging times. And that brought up the idea of let's sharpen our skills and give county agents who are interested in pursuing the ability to work with the FinPAC program the opportunity to do so. So as of this fall now, we have 30 county agents trained throughout the state who are available to assist our regular personnel in helping develop these plans for farm families. And we desperately needed their help. There's no question about it, because the calls were coming into the point where we couldn't begin to keep up with them. So I'm really looking forward, and I have worked with a number of these agents already in the privacy of some of the clients' homes. They're well received, and it's going to be a great benefit for families that need this help on a timely basis.
Excellent. Well, regardless of whom comes out to help, the initial contact point is one and the same, right?
It is, and I used to clear a lot of referrals directly through my office, and I'm not at home enough to do that anymore. So what we're doing now is we're clearing everything through the Kansas Ag Mediation Service. Forrest Bueller and his crew out there, Shar Anton, are taking calls and gathering data and making referrals to our farm analysts. And all one needs to do is call the Kansas Ag Mediation Service at 1-800-321-3276.
And then they will take the ball from there and make the arrangements for the visit and so forth.
Great. Exactly. That way we can couple them up with a county agent that's a reasonable distance away. We are not having the county agents generally work with producers in their counties because of the sensitivity of the information. But we'll have a county agent that could come from a nearby county and work with farm families and maintain that comfort that we need to instill in our process.
We'll give you that toll-free number once again. But, Dwayne, in closing, it's important that farmers and their families be realistic in what's going on and be proactive in taking advantage of farm analysts and not let things go too far down the road.
And I'm getting a lot of that. You know, Eric, I've been at this job since 1985,
a while, right?
You know, 32 years. And I will say that people are becoming much more proactive. I'm getting calls from some people I haven't heard from in over a decade saying, can you find somebody to come out? And we just want to know where we're at. We're concerned. We don't want to be surprised. And this program, utilizing FinPAC with the farm analyst, is an excellent way of determining your position in the industry today and forecasting where you might go over the course of the next year or two.
It is essential, producers, that you do, as Dwayne says, know where you are financially, currently, and heading into 2017. The toll-free number to call to access the Farm Analyst Services, 800-321-3276. If you remember more easily, 800-321-FARM. Dwayne, good luck for the balance of this fall and into winter and working with farm families out there and helping them sort out where they are, where they need to be. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Eric.
He's the director of the Farm Analyst Program out of the Agricultural Economics Department at K-State. That's Dwayne Hund. Take full advantage of what that program has to offer. If you, as a farmer or farm family, see the need, 800-321-3276.